Hello friends, this is Brother Stephen at the meetups. I just wanted to include an audio introduction on some of the topics that we will be covering on Saturday in the various subjects, the first subject being pioneers of consciousness and the new era, and the other is the world shift, the state of the world shift, and movements in the world shift and the World Shift Academy model. Clearly, ladies and gentlemen, we are in between two ages. We're in a rapidly closing duality age that's been going on a long time, that is trying to keep things the same, when in fact a new age, a new era is rapidly coming forth through the mass awakening of humanity. In the last 15 years, light has been pouring into this planet, okay? From the sun, the central sun, the galactic sun, and higher dimensions, okay? Googling the seven rays of light, the constitution of man are good things to look at, and then click on images and have a look at them. You really cannot understand the state of the world, where we're going collectively and individually, without getting a fundamental understanding of metaphysical science. We are all part of the one life, the Parabrahman, the absolute, the consciousness that is always has been and always will be. Okay, we are part of this consciousness. We separated into the duality realms of form. We had the veil of forgetfulness. We took on karma. We were interfered with. And now we're coming back into this awakening of our higher consciousness and oversoul natures, which is changing the world. Okay? We see that we're now in a world where the over-economization and over-monetization of everything, even though somewhat progressive, is leading to a very indifferent existential society that doesn't see its problems, you see, and doesn't want to fix them, because we are in this philosophy that the whole structure of civilization has to be the monetization and economicization of everything. So this monetization of everything is leading to essentially our sarcophagus. But we are awakening, you see. We want a new era. Hundreds of millions of people are awakened. We want new world institutions. A new ascending earth is coming forth, okay? Statistically, it's kind of mixed. We have half the United States is in drought. California is 75% in drought. California won't have any water in about a year. The Mississippi is drying up. Agriculture's in crisis. All the fertilizers run off in the ocean, and they feed the algae, which takes all the oxygen. The Pacific Ocean becomes a dead zone. Many coral reefs are collapsing. There's millions of fish on the bottom of the Pacific Ocean. From 4 years of Fukushima, 400 tons of radiated water. I'm getting the math that every time you fill up your car, a cubic foot of ice melts. We are in the middle of the sixth extinction. We are destroying more species at a faster rate than has ever occurred in our world. There's the beginning of a desert growing in the Amazon, and the structure of world civilization, there's nothing sustainable about it. Economically, socially, spiritually, we're beginning to see that the social chaos is essentially eclipsing the environmental, you see. These systems need a complete overhaul and to be redesigned, okay? They are reflections of our consciousness. This consciousness is changing in the mass awakening, okay? So I'm not kind of delivering a message here of doom and gloom, because we have to see the spiritual reasons for these things, the old era is collapsing. You know, it has to collapse. All these things have to come up to the surface so humanity can see the corruption, the destruction of the environment, the lack of balance that we are working in with the Mother Earth, the over-preoccupation with just materialism, the measurement of everything from the gross domestic product, instead of the quality of life, which is beginning to emerge in the world, the idea of endless debt when there's just numbers on a computer, you see. So this new Earth is emerging. The phoenix is rising from the ashes of the collapse of the old age, the duality age, which got us to this point. You know, we have roads, we have buildings, we have education, we have a global economy, we have somewhat of an economic system, though we have 85 people with a greater net worth than 3.5 billion people. It makes no sense to me. 85 people can fit on a bus, you see. And so, you know, this is the old age. It's about the service to self. And the new age is the collective evolution of humanity in the earth, and it's rapidly coming forth. So the light pouring into the planet, collapsing the old, bringing it up to the surface so we can all see it, and also stimulating the bringing forth of what is the new. So we are in the rising of the new Aquarian age and the collapsing of the old Piscean age. It's happening very quickly. Now, the solutions are all around us, though we're not really seeing the power of our collective consciousness, and we're not really applying that, which I'm suggesting needs to happen. I really am reflecting on the movements that have formed in our lifetimes, like the Greenpeace movement. A good movement to look at is the Zeitgeist movement, over 1,000 chapters in the world in 4 years. It's not really, it's a mixed movement. There's no solutions for anything. It's kind of really, just saying how things bad they are. Though it's really outstanding what they've done, you see. And I think it's an example that the energies, the light, is trying to bring forth these new, what I'm calling a bifurcational shift, individually and collectively, which is a splitting off from the old era, okay? And this split off is not only physical, it is transdimensional, it is subtle, it's transcendental, you see. We are moving into the fifth world, not just the third world, as the Mayans have said. The fifth world is now here. We're in this transdimensional world that's rapidly evolving, particularly for spiritual awakening people, you see. And the 5D Earth is emerging. Now, in this new energetic high-frequency evolution that's happening on the planet, and NASA has even said that our DNA is being changed by the sun, you see. Even though the statistics on our world civilization, do not look very promising, the corruption, the lack of coordinated effort on restoring the environment, the solutions are essentially everywhere and requires a much larger organization of movements, if the governments and corporations don't essentially respond. I see this as a futurist around the world in the eco-village movements in northern Italy, the Mondragon worker cooperative in eastern Spain, the fantastic worker cooperative zone in Bologna zone in northern Italy, where collectives are working, they work collectively. People organize things collectively. We do not have this enough here, which I want to organize directly in monthly meetings on how a collective group can form here, you see, to have a mission of actually working and manifesting projects social ventures, eco-villages. I'm an expert in eco-villages, pretty good. I've been talking to them all over the world. I have many youth who are interested in forming something like this. And we have to see that the current systems are not really responding to the shift well, okay? So we are going to have to adapt in localization and self-government, food growing, helping each other. We are very much orientated towards the personal self-interest. It's the very nature of our existential monetized society, you see. But around the world, I see, you know, in South America, parts of Europe, this collective process emerging, and we need to accelerate that more, okay? That's really what the fifth world is about, okay? So these are some of the things that we can talk about in the meeting, you know, how light and the energies and the frequencies are dismantling the old, and everything is coming up to the surface, and everything will come up to the surface that will not be part of the new evolution, okay? I tend to think through certain documentaries. I have a draft of 300 slides on the cosmic shift of ages, radio coming together, that a local community, a group can move forward. Now, in the fifth world, in the higher dimensional world, a manifestation is a collective process. We're too much me stuff, how I manifest, my help, my, you know, my happiness, my success, all this stuff. The new era is about the collective process, you know. We may have to start to begin to think that we may have to spend the rest of our lives collectively working for a new future for humanity and the Earth. That's really possible. When you have a world of 1.4 billion people who are youth, 14 to 25, they really want a different world emerging than 85 people with a greater net worth than 3.5 billion people. We are not seeing, I say to you, my friends, our collective power. We're not organizing it, we are not bringing it forth, and this is what I'd like to discuss some, you know, in this meeting, these things, you see. How we can form a sanctuary here, a chapter, a world shift sanctuary or something where we can tend to come together and come up with the models and the sponsorship to do practical things to bring forth a greater acceleration of what the new era principles are, okay? Now, in summary here, I want to talk about the third area. You know, I talked about briefly the statistics of the collapse of the old era, the kind of new things that are happening. You know, we see the cooperative movement growing all over the world, the eco-village movement, massive growth in personal health and wellness and personal healing, the spiritual movement, meditation, you know, the yoga, and people taking responsibility for their lives and their income and their manifestation, and not just going through the regular, you know, systems. I want to talk about the science of ascension, planetary ascension, and versus individual ascension. It is not anything new, okay? Advanced spiritual beings have been ascending for thousands of years on this world, okay? In our very scientific society, we tend to contain our intention within form, with the scientific measurement of things, and we do not really recognize that we are multidimensional beings, you see. And manifesting personally and collectively is very much about developing this new pioneering multidimensional aspect to ourselves and collectively, okay? We see collectively, you know, programs like the Children of the Sun who do affirmations in world problems and world healing, and thousands of people have come together. This is an example of the growth of the anima mundi and the world soul of humanity. You see, it is this world soul that can accelerate the new era of balance, you see, and accelerate the world mind of humanity, which is crucial. Because in our collective mass awakening, we are going to reset the clock, redesign the systems of civilization very quickly towards the common good of humanity and the earth. But we have to pick up and accelerate this world mind, the anima mundi, the world soul of humanity, and most likely form, you know, these kind of movements that are outside of the materialistic, dialectic, individualistic, existential nature of our current society, you see. And it's difficult in the West because we're not, really don't have the history of working together. And so these are some of the things I'd like to talk about. Because the solutions are everywhere. You know, the G7 has gotten together and say, we're going to be off oil in 90, 95 years. I guess they haven't talked to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, says, you know, food could collapse in 35, 40 years. The agricultural system in the United States could collapse in 35, 40 years, you see, because of a temperature change of 3 to 4 degrees, is what they're saying, most likely coming. We're just experiencing 1 degree, okay? And look at what's going on in North America now, you see. The United States is under a massive heat wave. California is 75% in drought. We're feeling it here in the West. We're not the rainforest that I remember here, you know, 30 years ago. We're wonderful rain for a week or sometimes 10 days on end. You know, we're not seeing that anymore. Climate is changing. We're going to have to learn to adapt. You know, projects like the Tamara Village, you want to Google this, in Portugal, are a wonderful example of the collective arising of people to come together and helping each other and sharing, growing food together, creating collective enterprises where everyone benefits, you see. Now, on the personal side, in the Ascension work and the meetups, I want to state to you emphatically that we're rapidly accelerating the frequencies, vibration, and the transdimensional evolution of this planet. Okay. Those of you who are longer in the process of meditation are having significant experiences, peak experiences, even in the waking state, okay? You know, I've been having experiences for years, even clairvoyance, transdimensional experience, out-of-body experiences, light-body experiences. I personally feel this planet needs millions of people having, you know, flash experiences of the luminous body. This is actually possible now, you see. The more we bring light in the planet, the more the light evolution of humanity is going to accelerate, okay? We're coming out of duality, and we're coming into the awakening of the one life of God, the one life of spirit, the oneness of humanity, and what we have to do individually and collectively to bring forth this new earth, you see? You know, in the fifth world that we're coming into, the fifth dimensional, transdimensional world, the physics of the earth will begin to change, you see. Our scientists don't really understand this, nor do we as spiritual scientists have the evidence, but we know that this is happening. I mean, there's 1,000 new species in the Mekong forest that have never been there. They shouldn't be there. Every 10, 15 years they go in, and they've discovered new species, you know, lizards that take 100,000 years, color combination to evolve, but they're there, plants that eat birds. I think this is an example where Mother Earth is kind of throwing up to us that hey, there's this new earth emerging, work with me, you know? Let's work together in restoring the earth and the Devic kingdoms and working with the Devas and the spiritual aspect of the earth, okay? Where things like biochar could bring down carbon all over the planet in 10, 20 years. It makes trees grow 200-300%. So the solutions are there. The current economic system is really not interested in them. It just wants business as usual, okay? So we have to kind of pull together a much more collective approach to accelerating what is this new Earth evolution, okay? Now, on the inner side of awakening, in ascension, you have to realize that all these energies are here now for you to have quite incredible experiences of higher consciousness, of synchronicity, of feeling the light, the love, the multidimensionality that is expanding in the world. It's on the street, it's in the air. You know, you have invisible helpers helping you call for the help. And the most important thing that I state in my personal experience is that there's no workshop that you can do. There's no meditation practice that you can do. There's no book you can read. There's no speaker that you can listen to. There's no ascended master that you can message that you can listen to that can replace the process of the inner work. Okay. I recommend the alternative nostril breath meditation system and synchronizing left and right nervous system, left and right brain. It's allowed me to produce very deep and heightened states of meditation, okay, and transcending, you know, time, space, not even have a sense of the body, okay, building the inner light, the luminous Antakarana, the pillar of light, reaching it up, making the calls, making a connection to your higher multidimensional oversoul, because you are a multidimensional being. You are not just this carbon body, which has a beginning and an end, okay? You've always been around, and you always will be, you see. You're not just the body. But the thing is, you got to get online with your higher oversoul, I am, you know, presence, and be in a constant state of connection there, okay? And that takes inner work. It takes inner tenacity, okay? It takes a belief to realize that you are not just involved in the material evolution, okay? And ascension is quite possible, you see. Ascending of the physical body, the higher frequencies, the higher vibration. You want to develop an altar and a place that you can do this work every day. Get intuitive with your guides that are assisting you. And you're going to start to move into a miracle life, you see. You know, miracle synchronicities are happening because you're beginning to work in the fifth world. Okay, your solutions are going to come from the fifth world. They are not necessarily going to come from the third dimensional duality world that is collapsing. Okay, so that means being intuitive, being more telepathic, being present, okay, in the infinite now, okay, and in expanding in your inner awakening in this, which, as I said, no workshop, no teacher, no book that you can read that can replace the inner work of the stillness, the silence, of getting into that unbounded part of you that is beyond your imagination. I'll share some of my experiences with you at the meetup. Most of you won't believe, okay? But you are part of a universe that is evolving, that this planet is ascending. You know, there's several mediums I'm talking to that says Mother Earth will be going up into a higher frequency. We need to be connected to her and move up with her. maybe just in the higher frequency of our body. There are Russian medium I'm talking to is suggesting that a certain portion of humanity will not be able to reside in the higher frequencies. There's enough people that do want to, so I don't know what's coming. But we may be heading for separation of souls and people in the new fifth world that's coming, you see. But your free will is sacrosanct. If you just want to continue on the duality evolution, you will have no master, there's no cosmic being, no angel is going to interfere with that. Your choices are yours, you see. But there is a new earth that's emerging that is higher dimensional, that is very high frequency. It's based upon oneness and unity. Many people are having experiences there, physically and out of the body, okay? The activation of the experience of the light body is entirely much more possible now than I think it has been, okay? I'll get more into this at the meetup on Saturday, and this is Brother Stephen at the World Shift and Ascension meetups, a little introduction towards what we're going to talk about tomorrow. Hope you enjoy it. Bring your stories, bring your experiences and research, and let's have a lot of fun tomorrow. We look forward to seeing you. Thank you so much.